We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wait, who was that? Do you know whose voice that was there?
No.
Dan, you know who that cut is, that drop?
I do not.
All right. If somebody knows, let Dan know. I'm just curious who said that. Ray, we start the second segment of the Saturday show the way we always do, our stupid bet update. I do not smile these days, Ray, because what looked to be such a sure win for me early on is going south.
Hmm.
The bet. What do you call it, the 20 for 20?
2020.
2020, which is Aaron Sipos, the Aussie punter, had to have 20 punts that end with the other team having its drive within the 20-yard line.
Right.
Simple math, simple bet, and I was up early. What do you have, three in the first week or something like that? I got up pretty early.
Yeah, I think he had like five in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then, well, not much. Not much. I had nine after 9 weeks, and then last Sunday, well, it happened late, but
yeah,
I did.
I was not happy about this.
Yeah. It was in the fourth quarter with about 10 or so minutes to go.
Oh, less than that.
Okay. Hold on. Actually, you're right. 4:18 to go.
Right.
The score was 30-13 at the time. The Eagles are up. They have the ball at their, I don't know where. Here it is.
Right around midfield.
Their 41-yard line.
Right.
Aaron Sipos trots onto the field. Take it away, Merrill.
Sipos has a big leg. He has been booming the ball this year. And he gets it away. And it is high. Fair catch signaled for and made just outside the 10-yard line by Deontay Spencer. That's a 46-yard punt with plenty of hang time. And what he's trying to do there is punt them inside the 20, and he did that.
And he did that for me,
yes,
as Merrill well knows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got one. It kind of keeps me alive. I mean, with the one, it's just like the slow tick of time. There are seven games left.
Mm-hmm.
I need 10. I need a big week. You think this could be the week?
Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah?
Tomorrow's the day for you. Because, you know, the Eagles have not been punting a lot the last few games. I mean, they've been controlling.
I'm well aware of it. One punt.
Yeah, and that's because they've been running the ball so effectively, and Hurts has been really good. So they haven't been punting hardly at all. But tomorrow they're going up against a really good defense in New Orleans. And I have a feeling that Sirianni is going to play it really close to the vest. He's going to try and win a field position kind of game. And so if they've got 4th and 6 inches at midfield, he's going to punt. He's going to punt.
There you go.
And
so that's my coach.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you right now an over-under.
Yeah.
Of he's going to give you 3 tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
Right it back on pace.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
All right. Good news. Good news for you. Good news for our producers.
Not good news for me.
No. This is good news for you either way. Oh. Not that part. The next part.
Oh.
By the way, the nature of the bet is that the loser of the bet has to go out and buy dinner for the winner of the bet, plus the guys who are nice enough to produce us on the weekends with little fanfare. That would be Dan Wilson, Moshe Kravitz, Dave Breitmeyer.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph's, the oldest Italian restaurant in America, one of my absolute favorite places, a gem in South Philly. It may be the first restaurant I ever ate at in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah, when I moved here, it's like I said, where do I go to get a Philadelphia flavor? I'll go to Ralph's.
Well, that was a good recommendation.
And I have been there dozens of times over the years. They said, hey, we want you guys to do that here.
Yep.
So we are going to be going to Ralph's Italian restaurant. You know, restaurants come and restaurants go. Veal parm never goes out of style.
No.
So no. We will be doing that.
And to quote The Godfather, best veal in the city.
Indeed it is. So that's the nature of the stupid bet. All right, let's get a couple calls in here. Chris, West Oak Lane, you're on with Ray and Glenn.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Chris.
We're good.
Couple of things. I kind of agree with Ray. Actually, I agree with both of you, actually. And I got to kind of explain it. So I definitely would not start Miles Sanders specifically for the reasons that Ray said earlier. he loses 4 yards on first down, his second and 14. We go 3-and-out. We might not run the ball the rest of the day.
That's what I'm afraid of.
But, yeah, I have no faith in this coaching staff to continue with the run. But I will say this. I would let, you know, the other guys start and then let Miles be the home run guy towards the second half of the game when the defense is a little worn down and he's fresh. And plus he has the better home run capability. And like Glenn said, I would give him, you know, 5-6 carries. And if he's only getting 1 or 2 yards a carry, then just go back to the other guys. But, you know,
okay. You want to work him in and see how effective he is and judge from that way.
That's actually kind of what I'm espousing.
I'm not saying
don't play him. I'm saying open with the guys that are working for you now and mix him in a little bit. And I think your point, and I've thought this too, is let that big offensive line beat up on these Saints a little bit. You know, I mean, let Mailata and Dickerson, you know, pound away at these guys. And the second half, maybe that's when you put Sanders in there and maybe he breaks away
a
40 or 50
yarder. Then we may be closer together than we thought. Chris, you may be the great guy, the Peace Prize winner for this one. Because you may have found common cause between us. Hold on, let me just say this. I don't care if he plays the first series of downs. Start to me is overrated. And I understand your point. If it starts and doesn't go bad, you think the coach is going to disappear. So play the other guys the first series. But I don't want – my point is I have a guy who I think is my best running back. If he is healthy, I want him to be a big part of the game plan.
Mm-hmm. Right, I agree.
That's where I am.
I think he does dance way more than the other two running backs, but he can hit the hole. He just – every now and then he tries to break one and loses yards, but he goes straight. He goes north and south when the hole is there, and if offensive line is playing good, he'll get some yards. Like he didn't break that 81-yard run dancing and he hit the hole and was gone.
Yeah. So, hey, nicely said, Chris. Good stuff. You're going to be in the running for a prize, Ray. You see what happened?
What's that?
Well, you and I, you know, first segment, like, no, I don't think. Yes, I do. No, and then he comes on. And he forges the peace. Guy, I don't know what he does for a living. He should be a marriage counselor.
He was this morning's Disraeli.
Yeah, everybody will get that reference.
Well, they're listen.
Way to play over the audience's head, right?
No, come on. We're living. Everybody's listening. They've all got a computer open right next to them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, Google Disraeli.
Hey, was that the Cream album, Disraeli Gears? Is that what you're
saying?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We're going to get back to the callers in a sec, but I want to get this in because there was other good news in town this week. The other night, Ray. Bryce Harper wins the National League MVP award. I want to play something. The Phillies did a nice job of prepping for this and creating a couple of videos. They did one with their previous MVPs. It was Rollins, it was Howard, it was Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got this one from other franchises. This is about 45 seconds. Let me play this for you.
Hey, Bryce. Dr. J here. Congratulations on winning the MVP of the National League. From one MVP to another. Welcome to the club.
Hi, Bryce. It's Eric Lindros. From one MVP to another, congratulations. Amazing job last year. Terrific. Looking forward to the next season. Be well.
Bryce, it's Bob Clark from the Flyers. Congratulations on your MVP season. And welcome to the MVP club in the city of Philadelphia, the greatest sports city in the country.
What's up, Mr. MVP? Congratulations, my brother. Well deserved, man. God bless you and yours.
Ray, I love that.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I love, we talk about this all the time, Philadelphia is a sports community and the history and the legacy and the continuum of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go from Clarkie, who won it in the 70s, to, I guess, of that group, Iverson would have been the most recent.
Right.
No, Iverson would have been the most recent, right?
Right.
With Doc and Lindros in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's just, it's great. I got to be honest. I don't get like goosebumps a lot. That gave me goosebumps.
That was a great idea, and it was really good that those guys all took part in it. And you could see, I mean, it meant a lot to Harper too. I mean, he didn't, mm-hmm. you know, when he saw it, he saw it for the first time like we did, and he was sort of blown away by it too. And yeah, I like the. I think you said it well. I think that Philadelphia, in addition to being a great sports town, is a great sports community. And there's a bond that sort of forged between the athletes. And you know, it reminds me of like late 70s, early 80s, when all the teams started getting good kind mm-hmm. of at the same time. And they all kind of lived close together. And like the Flyers and Bobby Clark and Mike Schmidt and Doug Collins and Ron Jaworski, and all, they were yeah. all best friends.
I think when we had Bernie for Tell Us Your Story, Bernie talked about hanging out with Jaws down at the complex sometimes.
Yeah, I thought that, and they all lived close together. They all hung out together. They went to each other's games. Like you go to an Eagles game, you always ran into a Flyer or Doug mm-hmm. Collins. And, you know, the name Jaws, I don't know if you know this, that, you know who gave Ron Jaworski the name Jaws?
Mm-mm.
It was Doug Collins. Wasn't
really?
Even one of his own teammates. It wasn't even a member of the press. That, you know, Doug Collins hung that on him. So, I mean, that's how close that all was, and it's nice to know that it's still ongoing.
All right, so do you agree with the choice of Bryce Harper as the MVP? Because there are some, including some on our station, who actually think he didn't deserve it because the team finished 82-80.
No, I thought I 100% agree with
it. I 100% agree with it as well. The guys who were the other competitors that you would consider against him were on teams that had worse records, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Braves had some good players, not that one guy.
No.
Same thing with the Giants. All right.
Right. And I thought that, you know, the Phillies, well, when we talked about this endlessly, I didn't think the Phillies were a very good team last year.
No.
And the only reason they were still within shouting distance of getting to the playoffs was the way Harper carried them the second half of the year. So, yeah, I mean, by the definition of most valuable player, I thought he was head and shoulders the best.
Right. So
MVP.
Looking ahead, and Harper was asked about this. He was on with Angelo and the morning show the other day and was really good and very candid. And said, you know, I have faith in Dombrowski. He's got to go out and get some players. Number one to me, they got to build a bullpen.
You think?
Yes. Well, I mean, my bottom line point is this. Bryce Harper wins the MVP, which is great. You signed Bryce Harper to that $300-plus million 10-year, 12-year, whatever it is, deal. You're going to waste that deal if you are remiss in building a bullpen, and I would say adding a minimum of three regulars to your lineup. They got huge work to do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they need two outfielders for sure.
Yep.
And what do you like that shortstop?
No.
He's cooked.
Yeah, he is.
So, you know, I can live with the corner butchers, maybe. I don't know. If not,
please.
You need a third. I move Gregorius to third. I don't know what
no,
you can do.
No,
all right, well, then I got no ideas. Then they need to add a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely they all need right. to eat a lot.
Okay, so the follow-up to Bryce Harper is, hey, that's great. And all power to Bryce Harper. Now it's on the front office to go out and make it that he doesn't win these in vain every year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we kind of said that during the season. One of the shames of this whole thing is that you're wasting a great year by your best player. I mean, and you don't want to repeat that and repeat that and repeat that. But yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, they have a lot of work to do, and you're starting with the bullpen has got to be rebuilt. You can't go with these guys anymore. You got it for a third year in a row. You're going to
I was
going to
say
that
that's what they did last year, and it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Problem is they don't have a farm system that guys are coming up.
No.
Hey, Sir Anthony is going to be back next year. Problem solved. Eric in Philadelphia, you're on with Ray and Glenn.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Eric.
I had a few things. The first thing is I would definitely start Sanders. And one of my reasons is, as you look at Henry out in Tennessee, did God consistently take losses behind the line of scrimmage or even stopped at the line of scrimmage? Matter of fact, number one for the last 3 years. Yet, they continue to give him the ball because they know he's going to either break a 10 or 15 yarder or even a home run. So I don't care if he takes a couple of losses. Our coach, if he has a problem with not running the ball, that's his problem. But star running backs, if you look over the history, they take losses, the ones that take chances, but they also break long ones. So I'm definitely starting him because he's a home run hitter. The second thing is
hold on, let me address that.
Okay, if Mike Vrabel was coaching the team, I'd agree with you.
That's what I just said. If Sirianni decides not to run because of that, that's not the running back's problem. That's a coaching problem.
Okay. What do you think he's likely to do?
I actually think he'll run it. Believe it or not, I actually think he'll run it. Because of the fact that number one, the last 3 weeks we did not play one of the best defenses against the run. So I don't care who starts, they're not going to all be getting no 5 yards a carry. So you got to have somebody in there that at least has the opportunity to hit a home run. Do you know how many times?
Go ahead.
Do you know how many times that I watch the game and I see a hole and, you know, Howard or Boston Scott get caught and I think, damn, if that was Sanders, that he'd be gone.
So I disagree.
Thanks, Eric. We got to run.
I disagree. They hit the hole when it's there. They hit the hole the way they run the play the way it's drawn up. That's their great strength, and that's why the offensive line is playing so well. They know exactly how the play is going to get executed. When they're breaking the huddle, they know exactly where that back is going to be. You don't know that with Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disagree with their effectiveness. I actually wrote something down, handed it to Dave Breitmeyer, and was certain you were going to say it, and you didn't say it. Which was, I'm going to do this in my Ray voice. Are you comparing Miles Sanders to Derrick Henry?
Oh.
I was waiting for that.
No, I was thinking more of the coaching part of it.
Ah, okay. 215-592-9494. Rays college football preview coming up. Hey, we are brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play.
The holiday shopping season is here, and our friends at Scheib Sports are taking 25% off everything Black Friday weekend. So if you want a perfect gift for the sports fan on your list, support a local business, and do so at tremendous savings, then Scheib is where you want to go. If you prefer to shop from the couch, well, you can do that too. Everything's also 25% off online at scheibsports.com. Great local apparel, and I might add signed copies of my latest book, Finish Business. You can go to Scheib at 13th and Walnut or scheibsports.com, and you tell them that Ray sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.